Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shmiyas Halosh and Shart. We're in the Perek Zayin in Shin 169, where the Chavetz Chaim is imploring us to milamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael, to think positively, speak positively, avoid negative thoughts, avoid speaking negatively about not just the individual, but about Klal Yisrael as a whole. Mikol zet nuchal liroi, he says, goydel azihiru shetzorich kol odom nizar benafshay. Previously, the Chavetz Chaim was bringing from great tzaddikim, who on their madrega, on their great level that they were on, they were punished because they said something about Klal Yisrael. We said about Eliyahu Navi, and we spoke about other great tzaddikim. Now the Chavetz Chaim is turning to us. Mikol zenu chalir is as goydel as the heroes, the tremendous vigilance, how we have to be so careful. Not to speak negatively, not to draw negative attention to Klal Yisrael. Vadraba, just the opposite. We should be people who arouse Hashem's rachmanus on Klal Yisrael. We should be people who, when someone thinks about us and talks about us, a positive feeling comes over there in the mind about us, because they know that you say nice things about Klal Yisrael. You always look at the positive. You know what's going to happen now? This is one of the greatest things that a person is going to cause and bring to himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look down at you with tremendous ahava, with tremendous love, with chavivus, says the Chavetz Chaim, v'avor ze ye'ohuv v'chaviv lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one of the greatest things a person can cause and bring to himself in his life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him tremendously. The same way we have a mitzvah, haftes Hashem lekecha, to love Hashem. A person who speaks positively about Hashem's children, Hashem says, I love you. Kidmatsinu biyuma, lingin Gavriel, Malach Gavriel. Bei sh'omad chutza pargod v'oyre zechus Yisrael. He was speaking positively about Klal Yisrael. Hei shiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem responded and said, mi hu zeh? Who is this? Who is this shemelamed zechus al bonai, that is speaking in defense, melamed zchus, by my children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves those who speak positively, who are melamed zchus on his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Gavriel inside to the inner chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you find a similar concept in numerous places in Tana de Velio, Sha'ira Harbe Mo'id Zechus al Yisrael, where in the Sefer Tana de Velio mentions numerous times where Eliyahu Navi is mentioning positive Zechusim for Klal Yisrael. Ribbono Shelolam, says the Tana de Velio, Reino Beineinu, see our situation, Veriva Rivenu, and fight for our cause, v'yale el bayinenu lefanecho, and our disgrace, our downtrodden situation should come up before you. Mashenasa lonu b'chol shav v'shav, that which our enemies are doing to us on a daily basis. Uzachor kama balibatim yesh ben b'yisrael she'en lem parnasa. This is already back thousands of years ago. He is saying, remember, so many people are working so hard, and they have a difficulty paying their bills. But nonetheless, va'oiskim b'tayra b'chol yom tamid. They're still being oisik b'tayra. They're learning tayra on a daily basis, tamid. V'zachar kama aniyim yesh b'hem b'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribbono shel olam, remember how many poor people there are in Klal Yisrael. Sh'oiv dikui chol mazolus moishchim ez b'soro me'aleihem. Now, the oiv di'avoy d'zaro, they make these aniyim, their lives so difficult, says over here, with taxes and the burdens of Parnasa, and Ani and Pasha don't have anything. And nonetheless, they still involve themselves in Limud HaTorah. What's the theme, Rabbi said? What's the theme we see over here? Eliyahu Novi is constantly saying, this one's suffering with this issue, and this one's suffering that issue. But we know what they're doing? They're learning Torah every single day. How many young people there are in Klai Yisrael? They don't know the difference between their right and their left. They don't have the proper direction. Yet, nonetheless, always, and with the positive theme. And the person will ask, well, what happens if not they're not Oisik B'Torah? What happens if they're not Oisik B'Torah? So you know what? If they're davening, pick on the positive, what they're doing when they're davening. Always look for the positive. And yes, of course, there has to be truth to the fact that maybe someone's not doing what they can and should be doing. But focus on the positive. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is imploring us. When a person does this, he is ohuv v'chaviv v'hakodesh baruch hu. Imagine that, the same way a person has a child and the child comes home and the father wants to give a hug and a kiss to their children and give a little pinch on the cheek. Say, I love you, how was your day? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come here, my dear child. I want to give you a hug and I want to give you a kiss. I want to give you a little pinch on your cheek. And I love you so much, says Hashem. Why? Because you think about my children and you speak about my children in a positive way.